Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible." Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
And Carmen, it's Carmen Mercer, isn't it?
Yes, it's Carmen Mercer, yes.
Oh, well, I remembered you, my goodness.
Yes, I've been on your show before.
Yes. Al Garza was supposed to be on today, but he's got an abscess, and he's got to go to the VA. So.
Exactly, yeah, so he won't be able to talk that long.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this border fence first.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress passed this, didn't they? I mean, they authorized us to build the border fence?
Sure they did. That was already in 2006. But now they've taken $3.5 billion out of it again, out of the funding again. So most likely the border fence is not going to happen for a while.
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about that, Carmen. You know, I certainly think that we ought to be doing more to keep the illegals out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But I always kind of felt like the border fence was kind of like maybe somebody had plans to keep us in rather than keep them out. Did you ever get a feeling like that?
No, not really, because I really truly feel that, you know, that's one of the ways we can stop the invasion coming from the other side. And I think you have to design your borders first, and I think every country that doesn't have a fence is not a country. You know, there are many, many other countries that build fences to keep illegal aliens out, to keep terrorists out, and so forth. We're not the only one, and I believe it's very effective.
Now, I played a video from a soldier who had been in Kosovo, and he'd been, I believe he was working in Iraq, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, one of our assignments in Kosovo was to keep the terrorists, keep people out, protect the borders.
Right.
This is in a foreign country by our troops. They put them in there to keep invaders out, to keep terrorists out. And he came back and got out and went into the reserves and wanted to volunteer, you know, for duty on the border. And he said they weren't allowed to keep anybody out. They weren't allowed to apprehend anybody. They weren't allowed to take an active role in protecting our own country's borders. What kind of logic is that?
Doesn't make sense to me.
And, well, the National Guard has been assigned. They sent them down there, but he says they're not allowed to stop anybody. They've got the soldiers, trained, you know, combat soldiers, are not allowed to stop a bunch of illegals walking across the border. And there's also been quite a few reports, and they seem to be confirmed by sheriff sheriffs and sheriff deputies and men and men too, I believe, that there's been armed incursions into America by troops, Mexican troops, or at least people in Mexican troop uniforms.
Absolutely, and we've seen it ourselves, and that is true. At the beginning, the National Guard was not allowed to retaliate or at least to defend themselves, but there have, I guess there have been several that have happened in the meantime, and so I guess the governor of Arizona changed her mind to let them know that they would be able to at least defend themselves. I mean, for a while they didn't even have bullets in their weapons, and then that was changed, and of course then they were not to apprehend illegals. They were only to support the Border Patrol and whatever they needed for help, but they were not able to apprehend illegal aliens. That is correct. And so their hands were tied. However, that was changed around later on, and certainly they were a great asset to the Border Patrol, and certainly also helped spotting and reporting, pretty much what the Minutemen is doing. So that was their main job, spotting and reporting to the Border Patrol, and then still had to wait for the Border Patrol to come and apprehend the illegal aliens.
You know, we've got the right here in Arizona to make our citizens rest if we see somebody breaking the law.
Yes.
And I've done that half a dozen times in my life. You know, I've arrested one of the top most sought after illegal aliens in the country. His name was Dr. Khan. He was posing as a brain surgeon, and I actually arrested him for passing a hot check.
Really?
Called up the Border Patrol or the INS and got a guy on the phone, and he said, "You did what? I've been putting off my retirement trying to find this guy, and you arrested him?" Sure did. He's sitting down in Sacramento jail right now.
Great.
And he came out and gave me a history on the guy. I've got a story about it. I'll probably be submitting to Playboy or Penthouse or one of the majors. And he said, "I've been putting off my retirement to catch this guy." So why can't men and men do more than sit there with their cell phones and their binoculars? Why can't they do more than that?
We would have to be turned into a posse, I guess. That's about the only way we could legally do our job. But until that happens, you know, we can only be volunteers who spot and report, And, you know, even by doing that, we've been so successful. We've helped Border Patrol to apprehend close to 16,000 illegal aliens. I mean, it could be a lot more, but still, you know, at least something is getting done, and that's what we started out to do, you know, 6 years ago when we started. I mean, to just not sit back anymore and just let this happen, but to really become active and to become involved and to make a difference and demand that, you know, that our government does its job and makes a difference and protects the American people and protects us from invasion.
Now, that is the one function of the federal government, to protect our borders and to defend us against invasion.
And they haven't done a good job
function.
At it.
But what is the problem with this border fence? I mean, they passed a law, and then they're being Indian givers. They're just taking it back. Well, we're not. We voted to give you too much money, and now we got to take it back. What is it?
I know it's a joke, and of course, you know, Michael Chertoff admits openly that the violence is going to increase on the border. I mean, the Border Patrol agent that was just killed here a few days back. You know, that it's going to get worse and worse. The drug cartels are retaliating more and more because we're depressing their areas where they can smuggle their drugs across. And so, you know, what's the deal with it? Wouldn't it be a reason to get this fence built even quicker? And so we as the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps are still finishing our fence, and we're still going to be building as long as the funding comes in.
Well, the Minutemen were building the fence themselves for a while there.
We still are. We still are. We are trying to get the second part of the security fence built. And, of course, you know, we can just build it with donations, and we can just build it on private ranch land. But, you know, we're not giving up. As long as ranchers come forth and want us to build the fence on their property, we're going to do it.
The whole flap last year, with President Bush referring to the Minutemen as vigilantes, I mean, that just infuriated me to hear that. I mean, we're talking about retired police officers, retired soldiers, some active duty police and soldiers that are volunteering for the Minutemen, doing what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, it's not up to the police to protect us. I mean, we have to do something ourselves. I mean, otherwise we're either prisoners or vassals. And why would our own president refer to us as vigilantes? I mean, nobody, the Minutemen have never hurt anyone. They've never you know, there's not been any violence on the part of this. Where did this vigilante thing come from? I mean, I know where it came from. It came from the ADL, but why and where did you see this coming from?
Well, you know, I mean, he himself asked us after 9/11 to be vigilant and to report any suspicious activity, and that's exactly what we did. And certainly, we have never even had to draw any of our weapons, even in self-defense, during all these years that we've been doing border security. And, you know, of course, President Bush was not happy about the effectiveness that the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps had, and that we just wouldn't let off, and we would just keep the pressure on the government. But, you know, I don't know what his reasons were for saying that. Certainly he was wrong, and he got a lot of flack on that from the American public, because you're right, it's the greatest American patriots who have joined our groups, and it's not only a retired military and retired law enforcement, it's just many, many other retired people as well, and of course younger people also. But it's wonderful people that have joined in this fight, you know, together to demand from the government to protect American public and national security.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break, and we'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Diamond Carmen Merger, Minutemen.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Carmen Mercer from the Minutemen. And Chris Simcox just did a tour, didn't he? A speaking tour to some colleges?
Yes, he's still doing more of those at the beginning of the year. He just had another little baby girl, so he's staying at home for a little bit, but then he'll be going back on the road again.
Okay. The... I understand that he was actually attacked in one place or in some way. Was this a verbal or physical attack?
He was attacked actually on several, and I went with him to Texas to two universities, and that became a very hostile environment as well. He was never physically attacked, actually. He was just people shouting at him, yelling at him, and... chanting and becoming quite agitated, but so that, you know, police officer had to step in and get us out of there. So it's a pretty interesting education that you go through when you go on these trips and when you go to these universities, and you feel and see the ignorance of other people. You know, when we are there to educate and to especially students who are going to be our new voters, our next voters. You know, we need to educate them. We need to explain to them what's really going on in our country. And it's amazing how little they know and how they're being taught by their professors and teachers, you know, the wrong side of the story.
That was one of my plans, too, to promote the Free American. I wanted to go to the colleges and speak there. I need to talk to Chris about that and see what his input is. Do you feel that's still viable, or is that have the college kids been dumbed down to the point that they won't even listen? I mean, I've experienced a little bit of that when I went to. I've been out and stopped in a restaurant and passed out some magazines to some truckers there, and they wouldn't even read it. Well, you think 9/11 wasn't done by Arab terrorists? Well, that's and they wouldn't even take the magazine. So they didn't want any knowledge. They didn't want a different viewpoint. They just wanted to buy into whatever it is the government said. And if they've got that, if the average American's got that attitude, and they hear President Bush call the Minutemen vigilantes, I mean, do they just accept that as gospel?
Actually not, Clayton, because surprisingly enough, we had an overwhelming and also turnaround while Chris was doing his speaking engagements. And I mean, you know, the groups would come in and would call us all kinds of names, and you could see the transformation, really, I mean, after everything calmed down. And of course, sometimes they're open universities, open campuses, and there is where you have an even, you know, greater danger of being attacked. But most of them, Chris was able to, once the original hostility had settled down, he was able to get him interested enough to even sit down and listen to what he had to say. And it's usually been a great transformation at the end, you know, when they realize that the Minutemen are not the racists, they are not the vigilantes, they're just concerned citizens who want to make sure that they're going to be protected and that their country will be protected from national security, and that we want them to know that there has nothing to do with hate groups. We're not a hate group. We're not a violent group. We're very, very law-abiding, very, very peaceful. You know, and once they really, really hear what we have to say, it's amazing how they turn around. And Chris gets invited over and over again, you know, very often from the same colleges also. So it has been very, very effective.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But Ron Paul is running for president, and I it's amazing to me when I go out and talk to people out there that many of them don't even know that he's running. They don't know who he is because they evidently Fox News not talking about him, not letting him on. The NRA didn't even put him on. Does he? How do the Minutemen feel about Ron Paul? Do they think that he's an answer? Or I haven't heard a lot that he said about the border situation, but he does want to pull our troops back, and I believe I've heard him say we ought to put our troops on our borders instead of protecting 120 other countries' borders.
Well, at this point, we have decided, you know, really none of the candidates have really come strongly through with getting that fence money into the appropriated again. And so we want to see what they're, it's not about all good talk. We want to see some action, and we want to, you know, right now.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about what the other candidates have said, if you've got any input in that. And what can we do about the border fence? What can we do to get that funding back? I mean, I just can't believe they just gave it to you and then took it away. We'll be right back with Carmen Mercer.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Carmen Mercer. And if you want to call in and put in your 2 cents, the number's 800-313-9443. What about these other politicians that are running? Now, Democrats have fielded every one of the Democratic contestants for the presidency is a lawyer, and I don't know exactly on the Republican side, but most of them I believe are, except for Dr. Ron Paul. Have any of these other candidates, Democrat or Republican, come forward to seek the Minutemen's endorsement and to encourage you or to give you any positive feedback about what they would do about the illegal immigration problem?
We've had several candidates that have approached us and want us to endorse them, and we've decided at this point we're not going to endorse anybody. You know, look at Senator John McCain, who finally said after 5 years, and we've gone face to face with him. Chris has had several, not so peaceful discussions with John McCain. Now he says, I got the message. I know what the American people want. We have to secure the border first. And it took him only 6 years after 9/11 to come to that conclusion. And, you know, I believe they're all saying anything to get the vote. And, of course, they know how effective the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps has been over the last 6 years, and certainly they want our endorsement. But we're not endorsing anybody at this point, so we're going to wait, you know, when the strongest candidate this comes forth. Mitt Romney is strong on border security. There are others. But look, Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter, the two most effective people, were taken out of the candidacy. They would have made the real difference in border security.
The way this everything's unfolding here, I mean, do you think assuming that Ron Paul is elected, and a lot of people don't think he's going to be elected because of the media control, but to me, I mean, if he isn't elected, I mean, with such a grassroots support, stronger than any other candidacy, if you go to the primaries, you see more Ron Paul supporters demonstrating, walking aside than any other candidate. How can the media just ignore him so well?
That just shows to us how powerful the media is.
Hmm?
That just shows how powerful the media is, and you know, how they can turn things to their advantage rather than to the American public's advantage.
You know, we've done many articles on that, and that's the reason I started the Free American, because I saw the media as the problem. I said, there's a couple of things I can't tell you. I can't tell you if the government took over the media or the media took over the government. What else can we do if we don't have some control, some say in what the media does? And the media is not reporting the truth about the situation. Let's take that the illegal situation, for instance. The media tells us we've lost a little over 3,000 troops in Iraq. But we've lost 48,000 Americans, probably more than that now, who've been murdered by illegal aliens. 95% of the arrest warrants in California, in Los Angeles, and in Arizona and New Mexico for illegal aliens. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and that is why I believe we have to push forward with demanding that the 700 miles of the physical border fence is going to be built. We also have to demand that we are going to strengthen the e-verification system. And as you know, Arizona has started the e-verification system as of the beginning of the year, and already we're seeing that employers who have been caught of hiring illegal aliens, I mean, there's been an employer here in Arizona that was caught hiring illegal aliens, and his answer was, he said, I will not stop hiring illegal aliens. I don't care what you do. And we can't even find out who this employer is. So, you know, we're putting this passage into effect, and it's backfiring already because our employers, corporate America, does not want to go along with what the government, what the bills are supposed to do.
Okay, who we got? Who? Okay. All right. We've got a caller?
The borders. He has said many, many times that he would close the borders. He says, we took people off the borders and took them to Iraq to show them how to patrol their borders. He said, when we left our borders wide open, what sense does that make? So he's very, very strong on closing the borders. And I also heard him say one time, somebody said, what do you need to do? And he says, move to a smaller town, buy gold, buy silver, and buy a gun. So I think, but he's having enough trouble. I mean, he came in second and possibly first in Louisiana, and they still don't mention him. So, you know, after what she said about how people don't understand what the Minutemen are all about, he really doesn't dare talk about them. although I bet you he'd be for him 100%. And I did talk to a Minuteman at a Ron Paul rally in Des Moines last summer. And so he apparently had, I mean, Ron Paul was there too. And so apparently he felt Ron Paul was the one to go for. So I hope the Minutemen take another really good look at Ron Paul, because I do, from everything I've read and seen, and I've read and seen everything, I'm sure he would be for the Minutemen as I am, and a lot of people, especially ones that understand what they're all about. I thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
The has there been any division, Carmen?
Division.
Is it just one Minutemen organization, or are there two?
Well, Minutemen Civil Defense Corps is the original border security group. And then, of course, there's Minutemen Project. We've worked with Jim Gilchrist in the past, and we've separated since then, yes.
Okay. I was barred from a Minutemen meeting in Arizona by somebody by the name of Bob Wright, who seemed to be organizing his own thing. And I said, look, I've had Chris Simcox on my show. I've had Al Garza on my show. You know, why cannot I attend this meeting? And turned out he'd been a disrupting force in here in Arizona, and was going out and trying to farm his own Minuteman group in New Mexico. I told Al about that, and he knew the gentleman. But one of the things that happens, you're in a war, the enemy tries to take over both sides, tries to control, the opposition too.
Sure.
I just wonder if that's been happening elsewhere in our country too.
Well, it has been happening, and certainly Bob Wright is one of the one of our original volunteers, and he took off on his own to form his own group, the PBA, and they did. But you know, they're doing everything the way they did it when they were with the Minutemen, the Civil Defense Corps. They're working under our SOP, under our Standard Operating Procedure. They're using the very same system that we're using. And so, we can only support everybody that has the same issue on their mind to secure the border first and then enforce the laws. And, we're a huge organization, and, of course, there are many different characters in each organization, and of course being successful always brings envy, and there's a lot of people out there that would like to have Chris Simcox's job because of his effectiveness. And so we do our stuff, we stay on course, we secure the border, and we won't let off until the government does the job, until we get this fence built. And in the meantime, there are other groups also that are not volunteers of the Minuteman, but also who work for securing the border and to enforce the laws. And so we support everybody that is not against our SOP, that is not a radical, violent person. So there are many people out there that are working for the same cause.
How many illegals do we have in this country now?
Well, it's not 12 or 13 million anymore. With our estimation and knowing what is being apprehended, in 2007, I think it was, Border Patrol apprehended 570,000 illegal aliens in the first 3 months of the year. So you can do your own math. We know that there is more than 12 million illegal aliens in this country. The numbers are probably anywhere from 30 to 40 million. And even that may be low.
What do we do about the illegals that are here now? I mean, we could find them. Supposedly, the $350 million that was given to Brown and Root, or Halliburton, was supposed to be for illegal aliens, for detention centers for illegal aliens. At least that's what we assumed. But, Homeland Security has ICE to intercept these people. But 700,000 marched in the streets of L.A., 700,000 illegals in L.A., and none of them were picked up. None of them were put in these detention centers. I think they're concentration camps, and I don't think they're for the illegal aliens, but I'm just a suspicious person. What about that? Why do we have these detention centers if we're not putting in our invaders in them?
Well, first of all, and again, Clayton, I think it's necessary again to finish that fence, because then we wouldn't have to build these detention centers. If we stop the invasion at the border, then this would all fall away. And, of course, dealing with the illegal aliens in this country, the only way we can deal with them is by enforcing the law, by holding the employers accountable, by taking that magnet away for the illegals to even come into this country, by them not being able to get these jobs, to take these jobs that they have been getting over the last 20-some years or 20, 30 years since our last amnesty. That's the only way we're going to stop this. And, of course, it's a combination of things, increasing the Border Patrol agents, building the fence, putting the National Guard on the border until all of this happens. And, of course, our National Guard has been drawn away. We don't have them on the border anymore. So they are on their way back to Iraq, and they had just come from Iraq, and they had volunteered to be on the border because they felt exactly how the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps feels, that securing our own border is the most important part, not securing a border in another country.
Okay. Who in Texas? I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that. Kathy, okay. All right. We've got a caller here, Kathy from Texas. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. Thank you for having your guest on. Is the fence that they want to build, is that on government property or is that private property?
We can only build fencing on private property, and of course the government has since also started to build fence on government property as well. And after an initial start, I think so far they've built around 70 miles. They were injunctions put against the government by federal judges in Texas to stop building the fence. And since then, not much has been done after that. But the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is building on private ranch land, and we are continuing to build fence.
Well, my husband and I go back and forth on the illegal immigration issue, and I think maybe the problem is maybe the definition of the illegal immigrant. I grew up north and moved down south, and I relish that freedom that we have here in America, and I would like to think that we wouldn't have to check people's IDs and stuff, and people can come into our country freely, and only if they are a criminal would they be deported. And I think that private employers should be able to hire these people if they desire to. But as for government contracts and stuff like that, these people do have to have some type of immigration status, I guess.
Well, they have the immigration status once they enter the country legally. Until you enter the country legally, you are an illegal alien. And if you're talking about crime that's coming across in this country, in 2006 alone, Border Patrol apprehended 84,000 illegal aliens with a criminal background. That's not a small number, and those are only the ones that were apprehended. And if you listen to what Border Patrol themselves say, that they only apprehend one out of four, so you multiply that and you get a larger number. Another thing you have to think about is diseases coming into this country. I'm an immigrant myself, Kathy. I had to go through a very thorough health check. I had to go through a background check before I could even come into this country. It was a long process, although I only had to wait 2 years, and there are other people who have to wait longer than that. But the matter of fact is that If I had had a disease, I would have not been able to immigrate into the United States. Why is that different for people that come in here and come in here illegally, break the law to begin with? I mean, we have not only whooping cough and tuberculosis. We have other diseases that are going to turn into an epidemic sooner or later because we don't have control. We don't know the intent of people coming into this country. And you are correct. People should be coming into this country, but they should also respect the law that we have here in the United States of America.
You know, everybody needs a job. But we've got people here that are Americans that were born here that need jobs, too. Listen, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with Carmen Mercer, the Minuteman.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. And Carmen, you want to tell people how they can help the Minutemen and what they can do?
Absolutely. And Clay, I just wanted to make a remark on your last remark before you went to the break. We have American people in this country that also need work. You know, we have... In 2005, we had around 15 million underemployed American people who have to take second and third jobs to feed their families. You know, this is America, this is our country, and we should take care of our own people first. We don't go into other countries and pressure our laws on them. We respect other countries' laws. And I think everybody else that comes into this country needs to do the same thing. But certainly, everybody can go to MinutemanHQ.com, www.MinutemanHQ.com. That's Minuteman singular. Get to the website and click on the links. Help us build the fence. Come to the border with us or walk the hall of the Senate and hold them accountable. And, you know, keep the work up for the American people. And we can use many, many more volunteers, especially with this upcoming election year. It's going to be a crazy one, I can tell you this.
All right. Listen, stay with me. I'm going to do a little musical interlude here.
Okay.
And then Carrie's going to give you some information while we're doing that. Because it just seems like the appropriate time to do this. This little song. We're talking about workers, you know, and Americans and the illegal situation. And I think the song's pretty appropriate.
Okay.
We're the people that do the jobs that you guys don't want to do. We're the people that do a lot of things that Americans don't want to do. We are a low-wage work, and we are people that make this country most prosperous.